Good morning, God bless you.
早上好，神祝福你们。
I want to share with you a vision that I saw.
我要跟你们分享我所看到的一个意象。
It has deeply impacted my life.
它真的震撼了我的生命。
I can feel the stirring of the Holy Ghost even now.
我现在也感觉到圣灵的搅动。
Because I believe that God wants to take us to the next level.
因为我们相信神要带领我们去到更高的层次。
There's a new beginning.
将有新的开始。
So listen to this vision carefully.
所以小心聆听我所看到的意象。
I saw a vision of heaven pulsating.
我看到天堂在震动着。
Wanting to invade the earth.
要来倾倒在地上。
Everything in the atmosphere was clean.
每个这个气氛都是很清洁的。
It was like the right time.
就好像是正确的时刻。
The heavens were open.
天堂被打开了。
And then I saw golden balls of fire.
然后看见呢，油碗里面的渗着这个火。
Pouring down from the heavens.
要从天堂倾倒下来。
As thousands of these balls of fire were coming down.
上千的碗呢，倾倒火进入地上。
It became brighter and bigger.
变到更加的光亮，变得强。
They were coming down with great speed.
很快速的被倾倒下来。
And they did not collide with one another.
然后他们的火呢没有彼此的来冲突。
Like each ball of fire,
每个火呢被倾倒下来呢
knew exactly where to go to which part of the earth.
他们懂得要倾倒给哪一个人。
As these balls of fire fell upon the people,
当这 火被倾倒在人身上的时候
God said to me,
神对我说
I'm about to do a new thing.
我要做一个新的事情。
By sending the Holy Spirit.
差遣我的圣灵。
In this final outpouring.
在这最后倾倒的时刻。
The Holy Spirit will come down.
圣灵要降临。
Bring us into the next level.
把我们带到更高的阶层。
So let me just continue with the vision.
然后继续我所看到的意象。
As these balls of fire hit the earth.
当这火呢倾倒在地上的时候。
They burst.
他说就好像火。
And the golden oil splashed upon them.
当这火呢倾倒在人们身上的时候呢。
That this oil was precious.
这个火变成油了。
As it came upon them,
它淋到人身上的时候
，the oil seeped into the garments.
油呢就进入了这个人的身体里面。
And then new garments came forth.
然后新的衣裳呢被产生出来。
And the Lord said to me, "Tell my people that this garment."
神告诉我说，这新的衣裳
，which they are now wearing,
你们所现在所穿着的
，is the robe of righteousness.
乃是公义的袍。
And the robe of righteousness is a sign of God's approval.
公义的袍代表呢神的批准了你们。
He said, they burst the gold, when the walls of fire hit the earth, they burst and the golden oil came forth.
当火淋到地上的时候就变成油了。
Splash upon the people.
倾倒在人身上的时候。
And new garments were seen.
然后新的衣裳就被显露出来。
That each one of them had a global leadership anointing.
他们每一个人的都带着了全球性的领袖的恩高。
This is what's happening in heaven.
这就是在天堂所发生的。
God wants leaders to rise on earth.
神要在地上的领袖兴起来。
So that they'll coordinate with heaven.
然后他们可以跟天堂来联系。
That's why we got to pray for our nation.
所以为什么我们为我们国家祷告
？Because as you pray for the nation,
因为当我们为国家祷告的时候
，we have to deal with the demonic powers behind the scene.
我们必须对付的幕后的魔鬼。
The situation we have, the health situation we have in the nations of the world today,
在世界各国所发生的这个疫情呢
，is a clear sign that world forces at work.
就是清楚的知道了这个黑暗的势力在工作。
A whole kingdom of darkness is manifesting.
整个黑暗的国度呢在彰显。
But this oil that is coming,
但是这淋到我们的油呢
is going to be also garments signifying the birth of a global leadership anointing.
就代表了全球性的领袖的恩膏要给我们的。
While the devil wants to do the one world government,
但魔鬼要做全球性的领袖。
God is establishing and increasing His government on God's people.
神在建立了他的执政在他的子民当中。
I want you to know the instruction is clear.
我也知道了，这指示很清楚。
Tell my people.
告诉我的子民。
Warn them.
警告他们。
That the enemy is prowling around like a lion.
敌人就好像狮子这样吼叫。
Waiting for someone to devour.
要来吞吃某一些人。
But the Holy Spirit has been poured out.
但是圣灵被倾倒的时候呢
？Before the enemy can act.
当我鬼还不能够行动的时候
God is going to catch him.
神要来捕抓到他
And you and I are going to be wise.
你跟我要有这智慧
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的圣名
Let it all come upon us.
让油淋到我们
In Psalms 133 verse 2 to 3.
在诗篇的133篇
It's like the precious oil upon the head coming down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard coming down upon the edges of his robe.
就是好像呢，这个微重的油浇在亚伦的头上，流到胡须，又流到了
耳根，
又好比黑门的甘露
，coming down upon the mountains of Zion，
降在锡安山。
And for there the Lord commands blessings.
因为在那里有耶和华所命定的福。
And life evermore.
就是永远的生命。
Is it okay? Alright, sit tight and listen.
然后我们好小心的来聆听。
The Holy Spirit is going to be poured out soon.
圣灵要很快速的被倾倒下来。
God has given us an open heavens.
所以要赐给我们一个敞开的天堂。
A double decade of open heavens.
双十年敞开的天堂。
The Holy Spirit's measure is going to increase.
圣灵的要加增在我们当中。
On everyone who seeks Him.
那个寻求他的。
The Holy Spirit will draw another measure for you.
圣灵要赐给你更多。
Like the river, you will walk at the ankle.
就好像这个河流呢，你走在了膝盖上面。
The waters will be at your knee.
然后或者是在你的腰部。
Then the waters will get up to your waist.
然后这个水呢，要去到腰部，要去到更高。
And the waters, when it rise above you, then you are completely yielded to the river flowing.
然后你完全的被这个河流。
And leading you and guiding you.
这个河流完全的带领你。
I want to open your heart this morning.
今天早上，请你们敞开你们的心。
Because new thing is about to happen.
因为新的事情将要发生。
As Zion travailed,
当西安在敞开的时候，
she brought forth.
它就诞生了。
In the same way, the Holy Spirit is coming to bring to birth something fresh.
所以，同样的圣灵要带领出一个新的事情。
In the next 7 months,
接下去的七个月，
from Passover to Pentecost,
从逾越节到五旬节，
Pentecost to Feast of Tabernacles,
从五旬节到祝棚节，
plus another 30 days,
加上30天的时间，
almost about 200 days,
大概200。
Of heaven on earth.
天堂的日子要在地上。
I want you to get ready.
我要你们准备好。
Because God said to me that this dimension of God encounter this year.
因为神对我说呢，这跟神相遇的日子
is going to be incredible.
将很奇妙的。
So the 7 years, 7 months that we have.
所以我们所拥有的七个月内。
From April 8th.
从四月八号。
Passover to the Feast of Tabernacles and 30 days is in.31st of October.
逾越节呢，知道了10月31号。
I want to pray that these 7 months of supernatural and divine activities will increase in your life.
我祷告呢，这跟神超自然的相遇呢，神圣的活动要在你们的生命。
What does it mean?
它意思什么意思呢？
What will happen?
会发生什么事情呢？
What will take place?
会发生什么事呢？
Who will be chosen?
谁会被拣选呢？
Who will be anointed?
谁会被高牧呢？
Who will be taking leadership?
谁会做带着领导的地位呢？
I'm going to share with you 10 features of this new move.
我要跟你们分享呢，这个运行的十个特征。
Starting from Good Friday, the Passover.
从了这个耶稣受难节，就是那个逾越节。
Number one, 7 months of supernatural and divine activities.
第一点呢，就是七个月神超自然的运行。
For the next 7 months,
接下去有七个月。
Heaven is open above your life.
天堂在你头上被打开。
You know that the year of 7 years of plenty is over in 2020.
去年的丰收年呢，在2020年已经结束了。
And immediately after that is a school of the Spirit.
过后呢？将会有这受牛的年。
So God wants us to get ready.
所以神要我们准备好。
He's increasing His influence upon our lives.
他在加增他的影响力在我们的生命。
And the government of God is coming down strongly.
所以神的执政大大领导我们的生命。
So I want you to be open.
所以我你们敞开你们的心。
There are 10 features that will be dealt with.
十个特征我们所讲的。
They will help you identify the seven months of God's supernatural work upon our lives.
帮助我们明白，在七个月里面，我们跟神相遇的日子。
Number one was the 7 months of supernatural divine activities in the heavens.
第一点呢，就是在天堂里面有七个月的神圣的活动。
You will become like a clear portal.
就好像呢一个很清楚的管道。
For heaven to come down to earth, earth received in the heavens.
直到天堂呢能够临到地上。
Angels ascending and descending.
天使在上升在降临。
There will be war in the heavenlies.
在天堂将会有征战。
There will be breakthroughs in the spirit.
在灵里面将会有突破。
All kind of allies.
各种的生命。
Of the enemy will be cut short.
然后这些敌人的力量要被解除。
The lies of the powers of darkness will not be able to overcome what God is doing.
黑暗的势力也不能够胜过神所做的。
So the first feature is 7 months of supernatural divine activity, intense moment of prayer, intense moment of the spirit dimension.
所以第一个特征呢，就是在天堂的频繁的活动，还有神灵界里面的活动，在我们当中。
Number two, heaven will be pulsating with divine activity on your behalf.
第二点呢，天堂会频繁的活动，为了你跟我。
This divine activity is the open heavens over your life.
这个神圣的活动代表呢，在你的生命呢会有敞开的天堂。
I believe heaven is pulsating with divine activity.
我相信天堂呢充满了各种的频繁的活动。
And those who are set on that frequency,
那些有同等频率的人
are going to respond to the convictions of the Holy Spirit. The heavens are open. The earth is stepping in and embracing the anointing and the fresh outpouring. Number three, you will awaken. You'll be aware and become God conscious. I believe as the Holy Spirit works upon our lives, something sovereign will take place. He's going to teach you that God is present and help you discern His presence. The Holy Spirit helps us to identify the different spirit dimensions.
圣灵帮助我们分辨呢,
so that God consciousness will come to our
minds.
Everyone keep feeling a sense of awe. And many wonders and signs are taking place through the apostles. I believe the time has come.
我相信日子已经来到了。
I said I believe the time has come.
我相信时间已经来到了。
For supernatural things of heaven to be embedded into the church. Everyone keep feeling a sense of awe. Because when God is present,
it's
like a consuming fire. You can feel the heat. I believe that 7 months of supernatural divine activity make you the hot spot of heaven. And all the angels, their eyes are open. That God is dealing with us as a nation. Number four, the spirit of faith. The sense of expectation. And faith will increase. A great measure of the spirit of faith will come upon our lives. These 7 months, April to October, are important months. They are the Kairos time for Malaysian churches, Singapore, Indonesia,
Philippines,
and all our Isaac sons and daughters in the nations of the world. Hearken to this. God is connecting you to a supernatural supply. He's going to teach you how to train yourself in the battlefields in the heavenlies. God is going to give us an understanding of God consciousness. Give these 7 months up. Which will end in October 2020. Then you're ready for the SOS. Because November is when the SOS is. The spirit of faith, the greater measure of faith will come. For extraordinary signs and wonders. Especially a strong freedom of the spirit. Tremendous liberty in the atmosphere. I pray that in the name of Jesus, that you receive the spirit of faith. Faith for your miracles. Faith for your breakthroughs. Faith for your marriage. For your children's welfare. Faith in your heart will keep you strong. Extraordinary things are going to happen. To such an extent, you will say, we have never seen this yet before.
Of
strong freedom in the spirit. Liberty in the atmosphere. Strength in the inner man. And discerning to be able to discern the spirit world. I believe the spirit of faith will begin to explode within our hearts. You have faith for the miracle. You will have faith for the breakthrough. You will never lose out. Why? Because God has His hand upon your life. If you're in one of our churches, All Nation Sanctuary, or any of the Isaac churches around the world, the Holy Spirit has pledged. God has pledged the Holy Spirit to us. The Holy Spirit will come and cause rivers to flow in the house. Number five, rivers in the house. There's a river that flows from the throne into the temple, from the temple into the streets. That river will break out.
河流呢就会涌流。
The prophetic word will be so clear.
这先知性的话语将会很清楚的。
All who drink of that river.
每个人都会从河流中来饮水。
In this next 7 months.
在接下去的七个月。
We'll find deeper experiences in worship, prayer, prophetic, and preaching.
我们会感受到呢更深刻的经历在敬拜、在祷告，还有在传讲神的话语上。
Your experiences in worship will suddenly manifest.
你对敬拜那种经历忽然间会彰显出来。
As you come and lift your hands and worship God in the place that God has designated.
当你举起手的时候来敬拜神的时候
then supernatural things will happen.
然后超自然的事情会忽然间发生
the river of God will flow strongly into the house of God.
所以神的河流呢会流入进神的家
various types of anointing will break upon the people.
各种不同的恩膏会从我们当中破除出来
some strongly in the prophetic.
有些在先知性的很刚强
some strongly in worship.
有些在敬拜很刚强
some strongly in prayer.
有些在祷告很刚强
some when you're ministering the word you can feel the power of the Holy Ghost moving.
有些他们在传讲神的话语的时候可以感受到圣灵的同在
Number six.
第六点呢
God will reveal himself to the nations of the world.
神会彰显他自己给世界各国
That he is the legitimate owner.
他就是呢这个主人
The devil is a squatter.
那魔鬼是寄居者
He's a trespasser.
魔鬼只是寄居的非法入境的
Because God sent him to the earth to be punished.
因为神的他他赶在地上呢，是要惩罚他。
Not to celebrate, but for him to be punished.
不是要庆贺来，是要来惩罚他。
So he raised man to have dominion over this demonic power.
所以神兴起的人呢，要来胜过这个魔鬼的力量。
During this season, God is intervening in the nations of the world.
在这个时候呢，神在各国都介入。
Bringing them to a place of repentance.
把他们带来一个悔改的地步。
There will be an increase of his government.
他的国度的增加。
First in restructuring his house.
首先呢，在重整呢他的教会。
Then the community, then the nation.
还有社群，最后是国家。
He also will identify for you and by releasing strategic men.
神呢也会兴起呢策略性的人。
The kingdom advance.
直到呢他国度呢。
He'll identify for you the right man.
来扩展他的国度。
The right woman.
他会告诉你谁是对的人。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的圣名。
God is going to do a new thing in the nations of the world.
所以神在世界各国要做新的事情。
What is he going to do?
他要做什么呢?
Number seven.
第七点。
Progressive revelation of Christ by the Spirit.
就是呢，这先知性的启示在不断的加增。
The Holy Spirit is going to concentrate this year.
这今年呢，圣灵所要做的。
Concentrate this year on giving progressive revelation of Christ to the people.
就是渐进性的关于基督的彰显，还有基督的启示。
Who do people say that I am?
人们说我是谁？
Who do you say that I am?
你说我是谁？
What did the Father say that I am?
天父说我是谁?
What the Prophet Elijah and Elisha said that I am?
以先知以利亚、以利沙说我是谁?
The revelation of the progressive revelation of Christ by the Spirit.
这渐进性的关于基督的启示。
If you made known to those who come into His presence,
就会彰显给那些在神同在里面的人。
Your eyes will be open.
你的眼目会被打开。
Your ears will be open.
你的耳朵会被打开。
To hear and speak.
来听，然后说出来。
On His behalf.
代表他。
To hear from heaven.
从天堂聆听然后说
出来。To be in the council table of heaven.
然后在坐在天堂的谋略的座主。
From Zion he will stretch forth his strong scepter.
从西安他会伸出他的权杖。
And those who don't know him will know him.
那些不认识神的将会认识神。
The church will see Jesus.
教会会看见耶稣。
In many different facets of his presence.
在各种不同的层面还有他的同在。
The revelation we receive will bring us understanding and wisdom in our lives.
我们所领受到的启示呢会带来改变还有带来智慧。
I believe the progressive revelation of God.
我相信呢，渐进性的神的启示。
Of Christ Himself.
还有基督他自己的启示。
In fact, the Book of Revelation is a revelation of Jesus.
整个启示录讲的是我主耶稣的启示。
Not the Antichrist.
不是地基督的启示。
The centrality of the Book of Revelation is Christ is the King.
整个启示录的中心点的是基督乃是王。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的圣名。
Today churches are groping in darkness.
今天呢，很多教会呢活在黑暗当中。
But as you abide in His presence,
但是在我们在神的同在里面
，and hearken to the voice of God,
我们听到神的声音
，you'll have a solid foundation.
你就是一个很稳固的根基。
You'll be a governing church.
我们乃是执政的教会。
With good to great leaders,
从好变到更好的领袖
，and build to last churches.
要更加永久的教会。
That's going to be very powerful.
将会有大有能力的。
Number eight,
第八点呢,
the eighth feature is the Passover miracle.
第八个特征呢,就是逾越节的神迹。
Even though all the feasts have been fulfilled in Christ,
虽然所有的东西都在基督里面被完成了。
Because he is our Passover lamb,
因为他是我们逾越节的羔羊。
And fulfilled in Christ,
在基督里面已经应许被成就了。
We still need to remember,
我们还是需要记得,
it was started in Egypt,
还是从埃及开始。
God told them, take the blood of the sheep and lamb and paint the door frame.
神告诉他们呢，把这个羔羊的血呢涂在了那个门键上面。
He said, when the angel of death sees the blood on the doorpost,
当这个黑死亡的天使呢看见了这个羔羊的血呢在这门键上面的时候，这个死亡的天使将会逾越过这个家。
The Passover miracle is important.
所以逾越界的这个神迹是很重要。
It's the shadow and time.
那样来是很重要的。
Jesus is the substance.
耶稣呢就是那个事行体。
So one of the things that God revealed to them is a revelation of God's protection in the midst of chaos.
所以神给他们启示，在各种糟糕环境里面，神乃是他们的保护。
That miracle will happen to us.
所以那种的神迹会发生在我们的生命。
COVID-19.
新冠肺炎。
Is just a training ground.
只是一个训练的场地。
There won't be, this won't be the last.
这不是最终的。
Hiccup. That the nations will have.
这不是最终的，这个国家所要经历过的。
But you know, honestly, I knew it should come, but it should not come so early. The devil's accelerating is destructive. Because you know his time is short.
我知道呢，其实他这个新冠肺炎会来，但是我不期待呢，他会这样快就来。因为魔鬼知道他日子已经短了。
The fear of God and explicit obedience was the key to their freedom.
所以呢，敬畏神的心呢，还有顺服呢，乃是他们得胜得自由的钥匙。
They're going to be free from oppression.
他们从各种辖制中得自由。
And captivity.
从各种辖制捆绑。
During the Passover, God's people were instructed to eat the unleavened bread and lamb in haste and get ready towards the journey.
在逾越节呢，神的子民呢，就被受到命令要吃这无效饼。
This is how I feel.
这是我所感受到的。
I feel the Passover miracle.
我感受到呢，这个逾越节的神迹，五旬节的神迹。
The Day of Atonement.
还有救赎日。
The Feast of Tabernacles.
还有祝棚节。
The Feast of Trumpets.
还有吹号角节。
You know, this is going to be amazing.
这就是很奇妙的。
Because all of it is fulfilled in Christ.
因为这些节日呢，在基督里面呢，这个应许已经被成就了。
Christ is our miracle.
基督就是一切应许的成就。
I'm going to pray right now that the blood and the complete work of Jesus will become a revelation to you.
我祷告神呢，这个基督所做的事工呢，要成为你的启示。
That you will learn by revelation.
你会借着启示来学习。
Not by just human reasoning.
不是借着人的理由。
But your eyes will be open.
你的眼目要被打开。
And number nine.
然后第九点。
The ninth feature of this 7 months of intense heavenly activity.
第九个特征在这七个月里面所要发生的。
Something sovereign will happen during this season.
所以某一些奇妙事情在这个时间
要发生。We'll be receiving another measure of the Holy Spirit.
我们会领受另外一个属灵的层面。
But the Lord has commanded another measure to be given.
神命令另外一个层面要赐给我们。
You will see the greater measure of the Holy Spirit baptize you with fire.
你会看见神的圣灵用火跟水来给你施洗。
The Spirit of Truth is our defense.
所以真理的灵就是我们的防卫。
Our armor.
我们的防卫。
We must express truth in the inner man.
所以我们在灵里面呢，必须表达出的真理。
The greater measure of the Holy Spirit is coming down.
更多圣灵的衡量给我们。
Because somebody is praying in the heart.Behind the second veil.
为某人呢，在这幕后来为我们祷告。
Jesus is interceding for us for the best portion left to the last.
耶稣在为我们代祷这个时候。
And we are the last runners.
我们是最后一个赛跑者。
The best runners.
最快的、最好的赛跑者。
Because we learn from the mistake of others.
因为我们从别人的错误中学习。
And rectify the problem.
我们能够改变了他们的问题。
Remember, there's an anointing that's coming.
将有新的恩膏临到。
That will help you understand the Passover miracle and the Pentecost we receive.
帮助你明白了逾越节的神迹，他们所领受到了五旬节的神迹。
Number ten.
第十点。
Some of you will be delighted with this number ten.
某些人呢，在第十点，他们很
兴奋。Angels will be on assignment.
天使呢，将会为我们而工作。
God will dispatch angels with an assignment.
神会差遣天使来工作。
They are sent out.
他们被差遣。
To render service to those who inherit salvation.
那些呢是要救恩的，只会被天使差遣他们。
They are called ministering spirits.
他们是代表了服事的灵。
When angels are present,
当天使的同在
，is a clear sign that heaven's open.
清楚的让我们知道呢，天堂已经被打开了。
Especially in this time.
尤其是在这个时刻。
And when angels descend,
当天使降临。
And they come near you.
他来靠近你的时候
，they'll infuse strength to our spirit.
他就给我们灵里带来力量。
Our spirit will become inspired.
我们的灵呢会被激励。
Because they are sent by God the Father.
因为是被天父呢所差遣。
The angels can also inspire our spirit and open our eyes to see the future.
天使的同在呢差遣我们 让我们看到我们的未来。
The angelic realm reveals the presence and expression of Zion.
天使呢，代表了这西安的那种层面。
City of myriads and myriads of angels.
就是有众天使的同在。
Number 11.
第十一点。
This new move of the Holy Ghost.
这个圣灵新的运行。
That is coming.
要带降临的。
Will bring in a greater measure of the spirit of sonship.
会带来呢神儿子的灵。
That will not follow the spirit of slavery.
我们不再受奴仆的灵。
Romans 8 put it so well.
罗马书第八章讲得很清楚。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书的第八章。
Remember, God is giving us a new lease of 7 months.
神灵赐给我们这个七个月里面。
Intense time that we can seek Him.
在这时刻呢，我们来寻求他。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书的第八章。
Is my favorite text of scripture in the Bible.
这是我的最喜欢的章节。
Because the Bible said the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead.
因为圣经讲到了同样的从主耶稣从死里复活的灵住在你里面。
Then He will quicken your mortal body.
使你们必死的身体又活过来。
With strength from on high.
从上头来的力量。
Romans 8 verse 14, 15, 16.
罗马书呢第八章第十四节开始。
For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
那些被圣灵所引导的都是神的儿子。
For you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received a spirit of adoption as sons by which we cry Abba Father.
你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿巴父。
The spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God.
圣灵以我们的心呢同证我们是神的儿女。
And if children, heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ.
既是儿女便是后世就是神的后世和基督同作后世。
If indeed we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him.
如果我们和他一同受苦也必和他一同得荣耀。
We don't want to be led by the spirit of slavery.
我们不是受到奴仆的心所带领。
We don't want to become slaves to fear.
我们也不要做到惧怕的奴仆。
But we receive a spirit of adoption that comes by faith.
但是我们所领受的是儿子的心，借着我们的信心。
The devil will speak fear, but God will speak faith.
魔鬼说的是害怕，但是神所说的是信心。
That's why we don't want to go back to the old.
所以我们不要回到过去。
The Son of God will manifest in the sons of God.
神的种子呢，将会被神的爱子里面被彰显出来。
A new level of maturity is going to come forth.
新的成熟呢，将要出现。
Though all of us are recreated in image and likeness of Christ,
我们都是这基督的样式所被创造的。
God has shown me that we can enter into two different planes of, in the spirit realm.
神可以启示我呢，我们可以在灵界里面进到了一个不同的层次。
We can live actively in planet Earth.
我们可以呢在地上呢很活跃的活着。
And be in the spirit anytime we want.
然后再可以任何时刻进入这个灵界。
He said, "Come up higher."
他说你要来到更高。
Immediately I was in the spirit.
马上的我就在灵里面。
And I saw a door open.
我看见这门被打开了。
In the heavenlies.
在天堂。
So the spirit of sonship is coming.
所以神的儿子要降临，儿子的灵。
We will cry Abba Father.
我们要呼叫阿爸天父。
And the Holy Spirit will provide access for us to go into the chamber with the Father.
所以圣灵要打开这个门呢，是让我们可以进入天堂的内室。
The 12 feature of this new season in God.
这个十二特征呢，关于神的同在。
Is a dominant anointing.
就是呢，做领袖的。
Many leaders will break forth in their signature anointing.
每个领袖呢，就借着这个恩膏来突破。
Many leaders who are pressing in will see tremendous personal success and fulfillment.
很多领袖会看到他们各自的成功，还有应许的成就。
Many of them will manifest what God has prepared for them in the last days.
很多人呢，会在神所预备的东西呢，彰显出来。
Causes to function according to the grace given to us.
直到他们可以借着神的恩典来应许。
We will be at our best performance.
我们会表现出最好的。
We can build that way because our portion is of grace is abundance.
因为这个恩典呢是丰盛有余的。
I believe something supernatural is about to happen.
我相信一些超自然的事情将要发生。
He wants us to be clear.
但我们很清楚的知道。
That 7 months of supernatural activity is set.
这七个月呢，圣灵神圣的活动。
Heavens will be pulsating.Because there's an open heaven.
天堂要震动啊，因为有敞开的天堂。
You become God conscious, more and more God conscious, not devil conscious or demon conscious or self conscious.
我们会更加知道了神的同在，而不是魔鬼的同在。
You will keep feeling a sense of awe because God will be present.
我们每个人都会感受到一个敬畏的心，因为神的同在。
Number four, the spirit of faith will come upon your life.
然后刚才讲到第四点呢，这个信心的灵会临到我们。
Number five, you will be able to flow with the river in the house.
第五点呢，我们会跟在神家中的河流一起的流。
All those who drink of that river will find deeper experiences in worship, prayer, prophetic, and the ministry of the word.
那些喝这个河流的水呢，他们就有更多的精力在敬拜、祷告方面。
So the Holy Spirit has His own curriculum.
然后圣灵有他自己的。
He's going to take us to the next level.
圣灵要带领我们去到更高的阶层。
Number six, God's revelation in our nations.
第六点呢，神的启示给我们的国家。
I pray that God will intervene in the nations before they self-destruct.
我祷告神要介入每个国家，当他们还没有自我毁灭的时候。
We don't have any animosity against anybody.
我们没有针对任何人。
But we only want righteousness to prevail.
我们只要公义的要得胜。
Justice to be done.
公正要被施行出来。
If people have been robbed,
如果人们被偷窃,
the robbers must be taken to court.
那偷窃者呢要被送上法庭。
And imprisoned accordingly.
然后呢送上监牢。
Justice is not just seen, it's done.
那所以呢公正呢不是看见而已，已经出来了。
But God is in charge of that.
但是神乃是掌权。
Our job is to pray for all leaders.
工作的是为所有的领袖祷告,
so that the blessings of God can be upon our nation.
让神的祝福可以临到我们的国家。
God bless our nation.
神祝福我们的国家。
Number seven,
第七点呢,
progressive revelation of Christ by the Spirit.
就是基督渐进性的启示。
You will not know Him according to the flesh, but in the Spirit.
我们来在灵界灵里面来认识基督。
So you're going to see another facet of Christ.
所以你看见基督的另外一个层面。
Another measure of the Spirit.
另外一个属灵的层面。
Number eight, Passover miracle.
第八点呢，就是逾越节的神迹。
God revealed to us that He is a protector.
神会启示给我们，他是我们保护者。
The spirit of death has to pass.
这个死亡的灵呢，要逾越过我们。
The spirit of sickness has to pass.
这个罪恶的灵不能临到我们。
Because the wages of sin is death.
因为罪的工价乃是死。
When sin age come to an end.
所以罪的代价要死了。
And we walk into the age of righteousness.
我们要走进呢这个公义的时代。
Then supernatural things will happen.
然后超自然事情将要发生。
There's a Pentecost to receive.
然后我们要领受大的五旬节。
There's measure of the Holy Spirit that's going to come strongly upon our lives.
更多圣灵的倾倒呢，在五旬节临到我们的生命。
The spirit of sonship.
就是神儿子的灵。
The angels on assignment.
还有天使要被差遣出来。
And the dominant anointing.
还有呢，做领袖的恩膏。
I want to challenge you this morning.
今天早上我要挑战你们。
Because of what I've seen.
因为我所看到的。
What I've heard.
我所听到的。
The next 7 months from April.
接下去的七个月从四月。
To October 31st.
直到呢10月31日。
7 months.
这七个月的时间。
About 200 days.
大概200天。
I pray that the Lord will turn your heart towards Him.
我祷告神呢，会扭转你的心意。
Because the oil is in the house.
因为呢，这油在神的家中。
The oil is already in the house.
这个油已经在家中了。
The oil is the source of our miracle.
油呢，就是我们的奇迹的源头。
Don't underestimate the jar of oil that's been placed into you.
不要轻小看呢，你生命里面那个
When the ball of fire comes, it splashes upon you and you will enter into your life.
当这碗呢倒进火进你的生命的时候，它进入你的生命。
From that day, the Spirit of God will increase in your life.
从那时刻开始呢，神的圣灵在里面加增。
A new thing will be done.
很多事情要被成就。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的圣灵。
Stand to your feet, let me pray for you this morning.
今天早上请你们站起来为你们祷告。
That God will give to us.
神要赐给我们。
An incredible revelation flow.
就是呢超自然。
That our eyes are open to heaven.
我们的眼目要被打开,
and our ears are open to heaven.
我们的耳朵也被打开,
our body is in adjustment with heaven.
我们的整个身体呢,跟天堂的调整,
so new things will happen.
直到新的事情发生,
we pray for Malaysia right now.
我们这时候为马来西亚祷告,
Lord, that there will be a proper government
将会有好的治政,
taking place.
在这个时候,
we cut short the time of the lockdown,
缩短了这个管制令的时间,
so that people can go back to work.
直到人们可以重新回去工作,
Lord, I pray that all of Parliament will have, in heaven will begin to speak to the Parliament on earth.
这个天堂的议会呢，会对地上议会来说话,
that they should do things in righteousness.
他们要做公义的事情,
let the fear of God be upon our leaders.
让敬畏神的心呢，领导我们的领袖,
so that they will only choose what you choose.
直到他们可以选择神选择的,
Lord, we thank you.
真的我们感谢你,
that we have power to pray.
我们有这个能力祷告,
power to intercede.
能力来代祷,
power to prophesy.
有这个能力来发预言,
and this is what we will continue to do.
这是我们继续要做的,
while you change our nation.
你会改变我们的国家,
for your glory,
为了你的荣耀,
for your purpose,
为了你的旨意,
raise ANS.
为了这个万国圣殿,
frontliner,
你兴起万国圣殿,
so that we can lead the next generation,
使得我们可以带领我们下一代,
into the place of destiny.
进入的你命定的时刻,
thank you, Father.
感谢天父
for this period of 7 months,
这个七个月
that we will never be the same again.
我们将再也不一样。
Holy Spirit, we thank you.
圣灵，我们感谢你。
Jesus, we thank you.
耶稣，我们感谢。
Father, we thank you.
天父，我们感谢你。
And all God's people said,
所有的神的子民说
Amen, 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 Amen.
Amen.